Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Kelly Clarkson.
It's another great comedy.
Oh, yeah.
40-Year-Old Virgin, starring Austin Bechtold.
Wow.
Oh, shots fired.
Wow. We love you, Austin. I'm just kidding, buddy. Wow. I mean, I don't have any knowledge.
That is just a total uncalled-for shot.
I do it on behalf of the other producers. There seems to be some friction between all of them. I think they all personally like each other, but get professionally jealous, and So... Austin used to be our guy, and now he's Joe's guy.
Oh, I got one for you. Where's this song at?
A banger?
Well, I take this opportunity to wish my wife a happy 13th anniversary on Monday.
Wow.
Nice. 13th wedding. There was a song played at our wedding. Oh, man, I got to find this.
You don't know what it's called?
Call Me Maybe by Carly Rae Jepsen.
That was your wedding song.
They played it 38,000 times at our wedding.
I think she was Canadian.
It was 115 degrees. Outside in the middle of farm country, we either played Neil Diamond, and then this came on, and it was just like, man, it was good like the first 15 times.
Yes,
I feel like I heard that song a lot.
Yes,
whenever it came out,
and then they just said enough.
Yeah, it just.
I think that's what's going to happen to Pink Pony Club too. We're right on that line. Where we're playing Pink Pony Club a little too much.
Okay,
great tune.
Yeah,
be careful there. Be careful.
By the way, the producers get along just fine, just for the record.
Well, then I take back my insult.
But based on what I see on X, I don't know about that.
That's what I'm saying.
Well, that's because your full-time guy likes to stir the pot.
See, wow. Now you're firing shots at him.
That's not a shot at all.
Bechtold, you're saying he's Bechtold, stirring a pot, which is what Bechtold's you would think would be food.
Right?
You're calling him fat.
Bechtold's full-time.
Get out of here.
Yeah, he's stirring the pot.
Stirring that pot. Why? Because he's bigger? Why would you say that?
Yeah. Why the food connotation?
Rude.
Man.
So Mel Kiper came out with his number one ranked quarterback for the 2026 draft. And we're going to be monitoring this off and on, even during the offseason, because the Steelers will be in the market for a quarterback next year in the first round. And it's great that Rodgers said, yeah, this will be it. And it's a 1-year deal. So you don't even have to consider, I guess if you get close this year, you can maybe consider some other options. But I think you're drafting one either way. Mel Kiper and Matt Miller from ESPN, who we've had on. Matt Miller's really good. Say, Cade Klubnik is their number one quarterback. Now, you guys saw him up close and personal firsthand last year against Pitt. What do you guys think about this dude?
I thought he got a lot better last year throwing the ball. He's incredibly athletic. He's going to be on one of the better teams Clemson's had in the last probably 5 years, honestly.
They're loaded, aren't
they? They're loaded. They've started to utilize the transfer portal a little bit. They've continued to recruit at a high level. I look at it this way. And again, I've been not skeptical. I've been slow to jump on the bandwagon of this draft class because the two guys that both Miller and Kiper have in the top two are the most proven by far. Klubnik and Nussmeier. By far.
LSU's quarterback.
They're the most proven. Statistically, number of starts, quality performances. They may not have the highest ceiling. Drew Aller might have the highest ceiling. Lenora Sellers might have the highest ceiling. But if I'm listening to this and those experts, it mirrors my opinion that if I'm going to put my rankings out right now, I'm going with the two guys at the top of the pecking order that I know have done it and can do it.
Mm-hmm.
And that is Klubnik and that is Nussmeier. Aller's done it in spots. I'm not going to go trash him because he plays at Penn State. He's really talented. The other thing I look at, too, is Clemson and LSU have produced starting caliber NFL quarterbacks, franchise quarterbacks. When's the last time Penn State produced a franchise quarterback?
Kerry Collins?
Probably.
Yeah. And was he even a franchise guy?
And I know people say it doesn't matter, different coach. Oh, it matters. It matters. South Carolina, the coaching, the style of play, like, Klubnik and Nussmeier, to me, are safe picks that could very well get flipped on its head if Sellers or Aller goes out and just kills it. I saw Mendoza play for Cal.
He's
good. I'd put him five, maybe five on that list. But I like it. I think it's safe.
I like it right now. Cause, I mean, we put this together of like, all right, this college football season is going to be exciting just because for Pittsburgh Steelers fans, because you can pay attention to all these guys. And there's so much room to change. And like these lists are going to change more than probably ever in the last at least 5 years. Week to week, they'll change of who's going to be the top guy, who's not, who's going to, you know, enter the discussion, who's going to enter the chat, who's going to leave the chat. Like, there's going to be guys that we're not even talking about right now that will creep up into the top 10, top 8, top 6, that will be like, okay, like, this guy now is a possibility. So the reason why, you know, I can't really name somebody right now, and I'm not going to just anoint Arch Manning. Like, I will say that.
No.
That's the one thing I will say. I'm not going to anoint him. He probably is, like, fifth for me right now because I haven't seen him do anything. You know, I mean, Quinn Ewers was a seventh-round pick. Couldn't beat him out. He only would go in there and run the football.
And he was making a ton of money.
But it's subject to change almost probably week to week that I can't even say who number one, number two, number three, number four, number five is. But I like where Pat's thinking. Like, if I were to do that, it would be the proven players. And mine would be Drew Aller at this point.
If you had to draft tomorrow.
If I had to draft tomorrow, I'd draft Drew Aller.
Yeah. Here are other guys mentioned. I mean, you guys touched on a lot of the names. Klubnik, Aller, Lenora Sellers, Sam Leavitt at ASU, yep. Nussmeier at LSU, Carson Beck, who I just don't believe in Miami, and then Manning. I think the Manning not being able to beat out what's-his-face?
Quinn Ewers,
thank you, I think that's actually a big deal. You've got that guy sitting on your bench, and I know they folded him in at times. They really struggled to beat Arizona State, arguably shouldn't have won that game. They're contending for a national championship, and at times he looked like a weak link, and they still didn't go to Manning. We're talking about fighting for immortality there, college football national champion, and they don't play him over the other guy.
Yeah, I mean,
that tells me a lot.
That it doesn't tell me he won't be a great player.
Sure.
But does prevent me from putting him near the top of this draft board right now. The benefit of the doubt that I'll give him is I honestly believe, A, the talent they have at Texas is top five, and I think Steve Sarkisian's one of the most brilliant offensive minds in the game, period, pro and college. He's excellent. The stuff they run, guys are going to get open.
Yeah.
They're just going to have – they got really good players, and they scheme it up. That is a hell of a combination for a quarterback to have. So he's going to have plenty of opportunity to just skyrocket up this board. If I'm him, I love the – if I'm Texas, if I'm Steve Sarkisian, if I'm Arch's dad, I'm like, this is perfect. He's not even in the top five on this list. That's great because I can just go out and play. And if he goes out and plays well, the talent around him is going to be like Burrow at LSU.
And they're smart enough, and Arch did this before. If he's not consensus among the top three, he'll go back to college.
Yep.
He'll definitely go back to college. If he's not thought of as the guy, or if they don't like the potential destination, if he's the guy,
he'll go to Tennessee Volunteers and transfer to Tennessee, 100%. If he were to go back to college, say he has a good year, I think he would transfer to Tennessee.
Ooh.
That would be juicy.
Ooh.
I think you would.
That'd be juicy. Klubnik, though, to go back to the original root of the question, I mean, all that you've seen these past couple years, whether it's Bo Nix or, you know, last year, is guys that have played a lot and have been consistent and gotten better and better and better. Because all we're seeing, think about it, you're in a room, you're evaluating quarterbacks, and you're looking at a guy that's played at three schools in three different systems that has left for whatever reason. You're trying to see a development curve. It's hard to assess and evaluate when you're at a different place every year. And Klubnik is not. Nussmeier's been at the same spot. And I think, I'm being a little bit of a granddaddy here, but like, hey, the level of commitment to an organization, too, that you want from your franchise quarterback, that when things get tough, they're going to stick through it. And Joe Burrow's, he transferred before it was in vogue. And he transferred because he was buried on the depth chart. But you're going to chase a bag to go play somewhere else. Darian Mensah, go on down the list. okay, I'm going to give the benefit of the doubt. The guy stuck it out. Probably, I mean, how much money could Cade Klubnik have gotten if he went in the portal?
A whole lot.
I'm sure he's getting paid well at Clemson.
Sure.
Don't get me wrong. But I guarantee you there's schools that could pay more. Same with Garrett Nussmeier. LSU is great. Tennessee can pay more.
Tie goes to the guy who's been committed, kind of.
And guess who needed a quarterback? Tennessee. And they would have taken either of those guys and paid them $10 million because they've proven they can do that. So I think that's part of it, too, in today's world.
Eli Holstein's got the size, arm strength, ability to move that I think if he has a great year, he could play himself into a conversation.
I agree. He's got to play well. He's got to play consistent.
Of course.
He's got to play well, and he's got to play consistent. But all the measurables are there for sure.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.